Northern Plains Resource Council is the lead plaintiff in a lawsuit filed today challenging the Trump administration's approval of the Keystone XL pipeline. A coalition of environmental groups are part of the lawsuit filed in federal district court in Great Falls. Northern Plains is challenging the permit based on what they call outdated and incomplete information from a 2014 environmental impact statement used to determine the pipeline's threat to the health of water, land, and communities it crosses.
As Montanans, we understand the importance of water.
Kate French, chairperson of Northern Plains Resource Council, a Montana-based conservation and family farm group.
We depend on our rivers, on our groundwater for drinking, for irrigation, and for our biggest economies like agriculture, recreation, and tourism.
The 1,200-mile pipeline would carry tar sands crude from Canadian oil fields through Montana and other states down to the Texas Gulf Coast. French worries tar sand spills will be harder to clean up than regular crude. In a 2006 report to the EPA, TransCanada estimates that Keystone XL pipeline will have 11 significant spills over its 50-year designed lifetime. French says the U.S. has domestic clean energy alternatives available right now, and there's no need for Canadian crude oil.
The President Trump was wrong to approve the Keystone XL. And that's why today, along with a coalition of other organizations, we filed a lawsuit against the Trump administration's issuance of Keystone XL's presidential permit.
The Trump administration granted the permit March 24th. TransCanada has been trying to win approval for the pipeline for nearly a decade. I'm Bree Ripley, YPR News.